Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Dawn Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations, and currently enrolled in the course West Indian History 2. On this day, March 18, 1963, Barbadians witnessed the rollout of a new school meal scheme for primary school children. This happened at the Westbury Infants and Junior School, where 700 children received daily meals at the cost of 10 cents per child. The scheme, conceived by the Attenborough-led administration, where Cameron Tudor was Minister of Education, was inaugurated after a short religious ceremony under the direction of Reverend Frederick Whitcomb. Also witnessing the event was Miss Enid Maxwell, Inspector of Nutrition, who supervised the preparation of the meals. Children and their parents enthusiastically greeted the scheme. No longer would children have to trek home to lunch and hurry back to school, and parents who did not have the means nor the time to provide a solid lunch were only too happy to pay 10 cents to the scheme. For the overall health of the children, it would make an indelible impact in a country where many children were physically thin and stunted. Concerned about the health of children, government moved further to offer free ophthalmic and dental services in the 1970s. Other schools waited patiently for their turns to receive meals from a scheme which came approximately 30 years after milk and biscuits were served to children in 1937. But the children at Westbury Infants and Junior who got their meals first would always remember this day, March 18th, 1963.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.